First, you call the Talmud, that's Roy to be a Meira Ro. So Gemara says, Adaboyim Shonin, until 40 years, Rashi have a Royal Ro. When you become 40 years old, then you're fit to be a Meira Ro. So if you do it before that, it's no good. And if you're ready 40 and you're not doing it, it's no good either. That's the age. That's called the Talmud Shigila Runners. Up until 40, you're supposed to try and Steigoy to learn the best you could. And Tois says it's a machlokes in Nishayla. Tois learns Pirish, Mishana Shiskel Lomoid. Ad Aboim Shana. Tois learns the 40 years means not that you're 40 years old, but when you started to learn. Some more you could even be 80 years old. Some people start learning their 41st. Means 40 years when you're learning already. First, you start learning at 10 years old. Some people start 20 years old, they start learning. 15 years old, whatever it is, if you start learning at 15 years old, so you have a right to learn until you're 55. Shat is, Kozeman, you could learn in Steigeis for yourself. First, you're supposed to learn for yourself. And then, after you Steigeis, you know a lot, that's the time to go to teach others. Samaritakash, ain't it's not that way. Vorabo oiro, I, Rabba, was a Pesach. And we know Rabba only, Rashi says, the he only lived 40 years old. So it comes out that Rabba was a Pesach before he was 40 years old. I was saying it's no good. So how could he do it when he was so young? So Marin says, Bishovin. Rashi says like this, when equal. That means, in Shovel, the God, Leir, Bechochma, Mutal, Horus. Or Ishain, Zokim, Imen, Obir. Means if you're as great and as smart as the God, in your city, then you could also be a Pesach. Or else, if there's nobody else like you. Now, if the door needs you, then you could do it even though you're younger. But in the case where there is a Meira Ro there, there is a Rav there, and you're not 40 years old yet, then you should not be the Meira Ro. You should not pass it. I'm going to tell you the Leviathan from Yaakov Kamnetsky. So he once said over that, if a Talmud wants to sit and learn, some old the parents always tell him, in Shrine Sight, you have to go out and make a panos, or even go out to be a Rebbe. She used to say, until 40 years old, a person has a right to sit and learn. A person wants to stay in Kelul and learn until he's 40 years old, it's okay. You have a right to do it. But after you're 40 years old, then you have to start thinking about how you could be a Marbet Torah, how you could teach others. And the rise from this Gemara here, that up until 40, that's the shiur that you're supposed to learn for yourself. But avad, it depends. A lot of people can't do it. A lot of people can't learn until they're 40. So as far as much as they can learn, they learn. Afterwards, people do become rebellion. People do other things. But the pshat is because they can't do longer. But if a person could learn, up until 40 is the shia, this man, when he should learn for himself. And afterwards, that's this man when he can start giving over to others. And the way Tosis learns, this man, she can be 55 years old. And she has 40 years of learning. Whenever you start learning, 40 years is put into learning for yourself. And then you start worrying about teaching others. But everybody's different. Certain people steiger is more by giving shurim, by learning without this. Everybody's different. Right. Then the Mishnah says, the makis prushin, that first people hit themselves, they're porush, they show themselves the precious. Turn around, we learned like this. Shiva prushin hain. There are seven different types of prushin. Porush shichmi, porush nikvi, the world will explain these things. Porush kizoi, Porish Meduchia, Porish, person as Parshan says, Macha Vosiv Yasena, what am I supposed to do when I'll do it? Porish Meyava, person that's Porish because of love. Porish Meyira, somebody that's Porish does stays away from things because of Yiras Hashem. These are the seven type of things. Now we'll explain them. Porish Shechmi, what does that mean? And Parshan means these are people that are Mavli Olam, the Mishnah says. These are people that destroy the world. Porish Shechmi means Zeho Oise Maise Shechem. People that do the mice of Shechem. What happened by the people of Shechem? Rashi says, Shemolu Shalom Lashem Shemayim. By Shechem, the mice was with Dina, that Shechem wanted to marry, So the Bnei Yaakov said, said to the answer Shechem, make a bris milah. So they all made a bris milah then, but it was all done Shalom Lashem Shemayim. Hizav Zeh, mice of Lanose, Shechabdu Bnei Yodim, Lo Lashem Shemayim. A person makes himself look like he's a great person just because he wants people to respect him. So that's no good. That's called the Porush Shechmoy. He's Porush, he doesn't do certain things, he looks like a big tzaddik, but he's only doing it because he wants people to give him respect. That's no good, that's not L'Shem Shemayim, and those are people that destroy the world. Porush Nikfi, what is that? Zeh HaManakev Esraglov. Someone hits his feet bang into one another. Shrashi Mahalech Beshiflus Okir Bitzagoidol Viena Meyim Ragli Benoritz. He like just drags along his feet, very small steps he takes. Umitoikach Menakev Ez Boisa Bavonim. He came out, bangs his feet into the stones. It's not most of the same shot. He wants to make people, he looks to people as if he's a big Porush, a bigger person, and really he's not, it's also not a nice thing to do. Porush Kizoi. So the Gemara of Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Zeha Makis Dam Luxolim. Some of it Kizoi means like bloodletting. So he lets out blood on the walls. So Rashi, Oy Saatzmoy Koitzemenov. He makes believe as if he doesn't look, he doesn't see where it's going. Shalai Yistakev Anoshim. He wants to look like a big tzaddik, as if he's not going to look at any ladies. So when he walks in the street, he closes his eyes. Omitoichach Make Rosh Bekoisel. So what does he do? He bumps into the wall. V'yadam Yitz, and the blood comes out. Kids say he's not doing it l'shem shemayim here, he's only doing it to show off, so that's no good. That's mavlu yoylem. Porush meduchia, what does that mean? Omarabba barshila temashpoya ki meduchia. He walks all the way bent over like a meduchia that's a grinder. When you have what we call the stick in the grinder, the chopper like. The thing that you used to chop with, it goes all the way down. Sadrashi buchna osui kemakves v'roisha kofuf. He walks with his head all the way bent down. His head has come out all the way touching the ground. That's also a porish that's only doing to show off. Vaita porish, somebody that's porish, stays away from things. And he says over, ma chayvosiv yasena, what am I supposed to do? What chayvos do I have to do? And I'll do them. Sadrashi says it means, Lemdeni ma olai la soisviesa. It goes around telling people, teach me, what am I supposed to do and I'll do it. So Gemara asks, Homa yusi. That's not bad, that's a good thing to do. Said Rashi, Emene boki bisur medikduke mitzvois obol dilmoit. He's like telling us he himself does not know exactly the isurim and the dikduk mitzvos, how to do the mitzvos. So he's asking us to teach him. So that's a good thing. So what is that called? A makas prushim asmavlu yoylam. Gemara says, rather, the pshat is Elo. The pshat over here is, the Omri sounds like this, Machavosi su v'yasenu. Like, what more do I have to do? Trashi ma lasis oid loyasisi. Like, what else do I have to do that I didn't do yet? In other words, he's going around telling everybody, I did everything already, I finished all my work. Or ma rats mekilu kaim as a curl. He goes around to people, what else do I have to do that I didn't do yet? Like, he's like telling everybody, I was mekayim kol Torah kul already. So that's only a guy that wants to show off, and that's a person that's mavli yoylem. Porush meyava, somebody's porush cause of love. So Rashi says, what does the love mean here? Meyava schar hamitzvus. He's taka porush, he stays away from the averus, from doing these things, but he does it because he wants to receive reward. He loves the reward. For loyli yavas mitzvus abari, and not because Tami loves the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's called porush meyava, for the love of reward. And porush meyira, Rashi says Shalonshin also, he's afraid to do Averis because he doesn't want to get the punishment. But what should a person supposed to do? Meyaves Hashem, but really we're supposed to do the mitzvahs because we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kasher tzivani HaKadosh Baruch Hu Okeinu, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us. V'soif haschal avoy. Aye, we know we're going to get reward. Okay, that's going to come by itself. But we're not supposed to do the mitzvahs to receive reward. So the kids of these things push it up. The Bible was saying it's bad. That if somebody is purish, that means he watches himself because of Ava just to get reward, or else he's afraid not to get punishment. So far we're saying that's no good. This the Gemara says no. Omr le Abaya v'rova. Abaya v'rova both said back, Latano, that letisni purish mi'ava purish mi'ira. Don't learn this. This is not part of the seven prushim that our Mishnah means to say. It's mavli yolam, that's destroying the world. Because here it's a good thing to do. The Yomarav Yehuda Yomarav Li'olam Yasek Adam B'Torah V'Mitzvahis Afilu Shleil L'Shema. Li'olam Mashmat. That's the way you start off. You're always supposed to start off doing mitzvahs and learning Torah Shleil L'Shema. That means you do it because you want to get reward. You're afraid of getting averus. That's the way you're supposed to start off. Because Shemitoch Shleil L'Shema. Because if you start off doing it this way, you should know, bo lishma, eventually, you'll end up doing it lishma. You'll end up doing the mitzvahs totally because you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because of the reward. But I call upon him, the way you're supposed to start off is by doing mitzvahs with this intention to receive reward, not to get punishment. So you see, it's a good thing. So mainly you can't say it's one of the seven things that destroy the world. So therefore, what are the seven things then? So Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, the mitmaro mitmaro, or the megalia megalia. So Rashi, ha nistaris nistarsim dayadim, what's hidden is hidden from us. The mitmaro means things that are hidden, or the megalia means things that are uncovered. Gluyas. Mikom makom, it means lebezen agodu kulam gluyas. That means that the bezen agodu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Mar says, let's see the Mar says what. The mitzvah, what's hidden is hidden, or the megalia, megalia, what's uncovered is uncovered. Ve'edina rabba, from the bezdin nagoda, from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, lispora mehani, to pay back to these people the chofi gundigi that just show off. Trashi v'hu yifra, Hashem will pay back menamaschasim betalisois, people that wrap themselves up in the big talis. Omar and Atzim Kaprushim, they look to people as if they're big tzaddikim. Vienna Prushim, they're not really, they're only phonies. So again, yeah. So these are the people that, again, that are Mavli Yoylam, destroy the world. Yeah. Taita, Omar lo Yanai Malkul Vesua. So Yanai the king said to his wife, Al Tisroyim in Aprushim, don't be afraid of Prushim. So Drashi, Sha Prushim or Yasainim, Prushim used to hate us. Because they killed a lot of chachamim, they came to be tzedukim. When Yanai died, the queen was afraid that they'll take away the malchus. So they said, "Don't be afraid of the prushim." People that are, don't be afraid of people that are not prushim, because those people love us. Ela minat zvuyin. You know you should be afraid of. The hypocrites you should be afraid of. Shedoymin leprushim. They look to us as if they're big tzaddikim, they're parush. But shemaseyem kemaise zimri. They do znus, they do averis like Zimri did. Or mevakshim schake pinchas. They want to get back reward like Pinchas. Now these are the phonies. That they look to us as if they're big tzaddikim. And really deep down all they're doing is averis. That's people you have to be afraid of. So drashi eliminat zvayim. They don't look the way they really are. They're colored outside. Outside they look nice, and inside they're not the same way. They do rishis. But they want to receive reward like Pinchas. They tell everybody, give us respect, because of big tzaddikim. But really they're phonies. So these are the people that's what the Mishnah means, that's called Makas Prushim. These are the people that destroy the world, and these are the people we have to be careful to stay away from. Alright, turn over. Yeah. Mishnah says like this. Rabbi Shimon argues on the Mishnah before, we had this before also, that he holds, Ein Tzchus Tola B'mai Hamarim. No. If a Saita that really had this Nus, when she drinks the Mehamarim, even though she has chus ha-teira, it won't protect her. She'll still get the punishment. She'll die right away. Because he holds, v'yemata oimas chus teira, if you're going to tell me that the chus she has could protect her, b'mayim amorim, from drinking the bitter water, if so, madei yuata es amayim ifnei kol noshim. You're like pushing away, you're making black, you're taking away the whole test of the water for all the other noshim. U'moitzi ato shemra al ha-teirois. That you're making a bad name for the ladies that drank the water and nothing happened to them. Sheshasu, that drank the water, why? Shoimrim Temeyasim, because now you're going to, we could say, really they did this nus. Really they're Temeyas. Aye, how come the water did not affect them? How come they're still okay? Elashe Tolso Lhenschus. But people start saying that the only reason why they're okay is because they have other schusim. But really, people said that those sotis, even after they drank the water, still they're really tameyos. So in order that people should not be moichila and say these bad things, Reb Shimon says there's no way that a schus could protect her. Therefore, there's one way. When she drinks the water, if she stays healthy, that's 100% proof that she's tohor, she did not do this nus. Because if she would have done this nus, there's no way to protect her, the water would have had her killed.
That's Reb Shimon Shita. Rabbi Yemer, Rabbi says, Haschus toila b'mei hamorim. V'eina yoledes. Rabbi says, no. A schus is toila. It's taka true. She has certain schusim. She won't die right away. But it doesn't mean she won't die at all. We had before. Rabbi Yemer, Haschus toila b'mei hamorim. V'eina yoledes. But she won't get the brachas. She won't be able to become pregnant. V'eina meshabecha. She won't become any better. Ella rather misnavavna v'alechas should become weaker slowly. L'sofi mesa p'yosa misa, and at the end it could take a year, 2 or 3 years. It could take time, but eventually she'll die the same type of a death that a sota dies from the me'amorim. Because Rebbe is a middle shita like, even though the schus could be tola, it only like protects her for a few years, but eventually though she'll die the same way the other sotas die if she did this nus. Then the Mishnah says, Nitmas minchosa. Let's say a saitis mincha becomes tuma. Is actually kitchen a kli? Let's say a sheretz touched it, or a mace touched it, and became tumei. So the lachar is like any other mincha. Before they put the mincha to kli sharis, the lachar is harei, kachol hamanocha is v'tifta. It does not have the kedushas aguf yet, so you could be poiderit. The best thing is take money. Take the Kedusha off the Mincha onto the money, and then the Mincha you could use. And now that, even though it's Tomei, so what? You could use it if it's Chulin. But, V'yim Misha Kitcha V'Kli, but let's say first you put the Mincha in a Kli Sharis, and it has the Kedusha Saguf, and then it became Tomei, Harei Kechol HaMenachas, has a lot like all other Menachas. And therefore the Lach Rizvah Tisarif, you have to burn it, you have no way out. Because it has already Kedusha Saguf, so you can't be poyder it. The Elu, these are the cases, Shem Mincha Sayin Nisrafis. These are the cases that you have a Mincha, that you're supposed to burn the Mincha. By a Saita.